I failed to greet those that are viewing from online. We're happy to have you with us also. We want to just express that. A question has come up about the old man and the fact that in our King James Bible especially, it says that the old man is crucified with him that the body of sin might be destroyed. So often, we don't look at a marginal reading or an accurate translation. It's very important that we understand that the old man is not here said to be dead. What is he said to be? What is it? Crucified. Could a man still talk when he's crucified? How do we know? Where? The two thieves on the cross. What were they? Instead of being destroyed, they were rendered powerless. Now that's an important principle. They were rendered powerless. The one man could still rail against the Lord Jesus, and the other could express his faith and trust in him. So I want to realize from Scripture that the old man has been rendered powerless in the life of the believer, or he should be. If I come to the book of Ephesians, I find that he is put off. We have put off the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and we have put on the new man. Those are in the aorist. They are things that happened when I was converted. So the question that was brought up is how can the man that Emil has talked about that was put in the cage be brought back to life again? I'm going to let Emil pick up and help us there. If Scripture had meant to say that the old man was dead, it would have said it. We find the word dead many times, and we find crucified many times. So help us out a little more, Emil.
No, I appreciate it, Chuck, because you already have explained it, really. And I think all we need to do is to read the Scriptures with our eyes open. That's all. Just look at every word and see what, because the Spirit of God is so accurate in everything that he uses. So how many of you have learned something new about the book of Romans in the last 3 days? Michelle, show of hand. How many of you have discovered great things that you have never heard before in the book of Romans? How many of you got it all? They kind of, you know, all of the book of Romans.
Yeah.
Brother Chuck, I have a question for you since you asked me a question. How many times in your life you studied the book of Romans since you became a Christian?
My. Ever since I became a Christian.
So many, many, many times?
Many, 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 many.
Did you get it all?
I still don't have it all.
Okay. So what I'm saying that is really for encouragement. I could ask the same question to Brother Tony or to Brother John. The fact of the matter is, every time you look at these chapters and you think, well, I got it all, you realize like, hold on a second. No, I didn't notice that before. I didn't see that before. So I am saying that for your encouragement that perhaps sometimes you sit in a Bible study and you said, well, I really didn't get it. You know, it was like over my head. Have you heard that expression? They were speaking over my head. So when you feel that way, just stand up straight and raise your head up a little bit so it will hit you right there. Okay? Instead of you like looking down and wondering everywhere. But really, this is really what it is. In regard to that old man, if the old man was dead, then I don't need Romans 7. Okay? Is that clear? The old man is not dead. The Scripture never said that. He said the old, our old man, that's again, I'm going to refer to the verse. It is Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Easy. 6:6. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. The Scripture said clearly, he is crucified. There he is rendered, I'm going to just repeat the word again, render powerless. Okay? But, man, he could be obnoxious. We said the example, a man on a cross. How many of you read Toward the Mark? I got to put a plug in for the magazine Toward the Mark. I mean, this is a cheap advertisement here. I put an article a long time ago. It said a crucified man facing in one direction. He have no plan of his own. and he's not going back. That's when you and I are crucified with Christ. Okay? The fact of the matter here, a crucified man could speak. A crucified man could respond. And if you start having a conversation, an argument with him, which what we have in Romans 7, he will respond back to you. So he's not dead. He is there. You should not get him out of that cage. Keep him in there. Keep him on the cross. Don't talk to him. Don't take orders from him. That's what we are saying there. Because he's not dead. I said, why is that struggle going on if he's dead? If he's dead, then he's gone with. The day will come when the Lord Jesus comes to take us to be with himself. And then you don't have to worry about the old man anymore. Is that clear? Does that clear it to everybody? He's not dead. He's what?
Crucified.
I gotta hear it. He is what?
Crucified.
Which means he is rendered what? Powerless. Don't talk to him and don't listen to him and don't take orders from him.
So, if those who had a question want to talk more, we're not going to take more of the Bible study. We'll talk afterwards at lunch at the table. But I'm thinking of where we ended yesterday because we're going to look at some more in chapter 6. Chapter 6 is where the Spirit of God begins to put his thumb upon you and I. Where really am I? For the first 10 verses in particular, he has taught us the doctrine. Now the responsibility, just using a way of expressing it, Paul says, through the Spirit of God, the responsibility now is not on me to tell you, but the responsibility is on you and I to apply what he has given to us. And that's where this matter of reckoning comes in. Yeah, someone has mentioned it's an accounting term to reckon something. And we want to begin in particular. We saw the result of the power of the old man being annulled. There was a very practical, result of that, that we should not serve sin. Now I come down to learn, how is this going to be? How is this going to happen? We reckon yourselves to be dead. Verse 11. Dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I have some action words here. They're words that you and I would render. Thank you, Emil. To let not sin reign, that you should obey it in the lust thereof, neither yield your members. What is it to yield your members? Help me out. What does that mean? Some brother, help me. If you're yielding your members, maybe your ears, maybe your eyes, maybe your hands, what are we doing? Being careful what we listen to, being careful what we look at, being careful where we go. Our members are here for him, for his honor and glory. So let not sin reign. It once did. No, that's history. That's past with one who has believed in Christ Jesus. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness, but yield yourselves unto God. Now, that's where we so many times have difficulty, isn't it? To yield myself unto this one who says to you and I want to have complete control. I want to bless you. I want you to witness in your life here my blessings, my guidance, my direction, my purpose for you in your lives. And that's what is offered for us as a believer here. Others will join in and help expound it.